Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, August the 11th, my birthday. Yes. How old am I? Well, I've never denied my age. 43 years ago, August 11th, at 1:10 a.m., I was born to my mom, Elizabeth W. Williams, Ms. Elizabeth W. Williams, and my late father, Mr. Harry Lee McCall, Jr. I am the youngest of five kids. So just, just shout out everyone, my loved ones, my mom, my sister, Beverly, my brother, Wyatt. Send much love out to the memories of my late sister, Diane, and my late sister, my late brother, Christopher. And just to all my loved ones and supporters, my close friends, and those of you that are just my associates, and my close online friends. I have online BFFs that I just love so much, and I am looking so forward to hopefully one day meeting some of you. When I first, became a Facebooker in 08, I was kind of reluctant. My friend Jermaine, shout out to Jermaine. My friend Jermaine sent me a Facebook page request. We had been networking on MySpace and a couple other business social sites and just having fun. And I was reluctant to become a Facebooker. And I still network with some of my first friends that I became Facebook friends with on Facebook 08, and some of my friends on MySpace. Really, Nick Cannon was one of my first MySpace friends. If you all look at my MySpace friends, Nick is like maybe my third or fourth MySpace friend. And so to this day, I still love networking with Nick and his wife Mariah, because I'm big supporters of both of them individually and collectively. I mean, I'm just going into this, I guess, about my online friends. I love my real life friends, and many of my real life friends, believe it or not, are my online friends also. I really slowed down reaching that 5,000 limit of Facebook friends. But I do not. Most of the time, I approve most Facebook friends. Only one time have I ever had to delete a Facebook friend or unfriend a Facebook friend because he was just being just too mean to me. mean comments. And so I had no choice but to unfriend and delete this person because he's just so mean. And my purpose of networking online on all the social networking sites is to network and to effectively network with others. People are looking for dates. There are dating sites for that. I'm a member on dating sites. They kind of creep me out, to be honest. I'm not sure about dating shows, and I'm a big romantic, so I know people love. I believe people should find love anywhere and everywhere that they can. But it's just kind of fun, weird to me. I know it's kind of weird. I can social network and just network, but then finding love is a whole nother thing. I'm brutally shy. So, you know, it's just, I know there are success stories for online dating. But, hey, I got to get legally unmarried anyway. But there's some awesome friends on those dating social networking sites. Because I think I remember, Black Singles, eHarmony. I haven't visited eHarmony in ages. And just recently I updated my Black Singles page, hadn't been on there in a year. Zeus is a part of my Facebook page, my Mark page. So I'm just talking about anything and everything because this is my birthday. This is my birthday show. I'm going a little different route than I thought I would go. But first of all, I'm just going to stop right here and stop everywhere and thank the Lord. Thank God. Praise God for allowing me to wake up and see this day, because this day is definitely a blessing and a gift in itself. I have no big plans today but to treat myself extra nice. That's always my plan, you know, to do something nice. I'm celebrating my birthday the whole month, so I'm going to do different things this month in celebration of my birthday. I was thinking yesterday, I have not been to the zoo in ages. And one thing about celebrating my birthday and on my birthday, I like to do things that I haven't done or things that I used to really love to do. Something that I have always loved to do as a child and as an adult is visiting museums and parks and zoos. I have yet been to the Jackson Zoo since it's been renovated and new and everything. So I'm going to make it my business and my priority to go to the zoo. I had told one of my friends a couple years ago, hey, I treat you at the zoo for your birthday, you know. I love the zoo. I love just reading up on the animals, looking at the animals, watching the animals, talking to the zookeepers and everything. And watching others' expressions as they watch and interact with the animals. Jackson has a very awesome zoo. The last zoo I visited was the Dallas Zoo, and the Dallas Zoo is awesome. If y'all have never been to it, and I haven't been in quite a while, so I'm sure they have a lot of new exhibits at that zoo. But zoos are awesome. Wow, I guess some of you feel that way. Now I'm thinking about a lot of other things also. But yeah, I had thought that I might would go eat lunch, a free lunch at one of the local restaurants, one of the hot local restaurants. Clubs that serve free, you know, birthday lunches and send out invites to their, you know, friends, Facebook friends or real life friends or whatever. I might be able to go. I don't know. I have some schedule conflict where I might have to, you know, not do that because I have something important to personal matters to deal with you know, with family and so on. But I'm still, you know, planning on having a pretty good day and so on. Just have to have a change of plans. I might decide to get purchase myself a cake today. I had contacted my friend Nikki, who has a VIP novelty business, and she bakes cakes also, last week, and told her that I probably want a cake, if not for my birthday, to celebrate the kickoff of the NFL season. But I don't know. I might pick up just a nice little cake or something at a local store or something. They have a piece of cake. But Nikki, she makes customized cakes, so I still need to get her to make me like a NFL cake to celebrate the kickoff of the NFL season. Now, that's a birthday gift in itself, that the NFL season is kicking off. Preseason games start today. All right, now Mike and Mike are doing their two-a-days where they talk about, you know, two teams that's making it happen in the NFL. I think they're talking about the Indiana Colts and the Panthers. But, yeah, and tonight I think we get a chance to see Michael Vick. The Eagles play Baltimore Ravens, I think. But Friday the Saints play, so that game will be televised on, I know, on our local Fox channel. But, you know, when there's preseason games, they're pretty much regional if they're not on the NFL Network and ESPN and so on. But I'm looking forward to the kickoff, kickoff game for the regular season when the Saints, the champs of 2010, meet the current champs of 2011, the Packers. I mean, that's going to be very like an awesome, awesome game. But I am so ecstatic, and I want to thank everyone who have been wishing me a happy, 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 happy birthday. A lot of my fellow Leos have been wishing me happy birthdays, and I send you all much love. I think one of my Facebook friends and fellow Jacksonians, real life friend, little boy celebrating his birthday, Tanisha. Shout out to Tanisha. My friend Byron, who I hope I get a chance to call his mother this morning. I talked to her probably about 3 weeks ago. His mother, Jackie, in New Orleans. shares a birthday with me. So happy birthday, Miss Jackie in New Orleans, my friend Byron Golly's mother. And there's some other friends of mine that I haven't seen to share birthdays with me. Cousin of mine's birthday was yesterday, and a couple friends, and just birthdays galore. My late grandmother's birthday is August the 19th. So that's just awesome. But, yes, I've been receiving birthday wishes all around the world, and I really appreciate the birthday wishes. And thank you. Just keep them coming. I haven't checked my voicemail this morning. I checked it before I went to sleep this morning. I don't think I've received any voice message birthdays, but my message board has just been filled. My computer is currently still offline, so if you think I'm ignoring you and you sent me a birthday e-card or something or a message, I'm not ignoring you. My computer is offline. I was able to communicate online via my cell phone last night. Thank God, because you all know it's been filled with messages. And so I was able to network online and on Facebook, chit-chatting and receiving birthday messages and networking with my Facebook friends. And so I'm going to work on getting on Twitter this morning and my other pages also. I wish my... I don't know why my computer's offline right now. I hope you all can hear me because I said, well, I'm not going to cancel the show. I think it aired okay yesterday, so I'm going to go ahead and celebrate my birthday with you all, and I thank you for celebrating your birthday, my birthday with me. It means a lot. Really, it does. And I thank you again for your support of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and checking out my profile at blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Ent. When I say Ent, that's short for entertainment. KULTURESHOKENT - Beth. I do have a Facebook fan page for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and it's exactly that, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. KULTURE Shock SHOK reports REPORTZ. That's it, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But you know what? We have an awesome Meet More at Cosmetics webcast schedule for this evening. I wonder if the lady is going to sing Happy Birthday to me. I jokingly stated last week that I would love for them to sing me a happy birthday. Make me cry. you all know I'm a crier. Tears come from my eyes if I am just completely happy. Sometimes people don't know if I'm sad or happy. Because happy tears cry. If I just get this good feel. If I listen to a good song, I mean, happy tears will flow. Really. So, you know, you all know I listen to a lot of good music, so I must have a lot of happy tears flowing, huh? But this is awesome. We do have an awesome meeting schedule because we're in, you know, kicking off the fall season and get back to school season and so on, have a lot of new products. So tonight would be our national call with corporate in New York City. So shout out to corporate and all the Morton mentors and regional managers. My regional manager name is Kelly Gaynor. She's based in Georgia. And she had worked with the Avon. Avon is the, the parent company of Meet More Cosmetics. More Cosmetics is a brand of Avon. And, you know, you all know I talk a lot about More Cosmetics and the Empowerment Foundation. And some of you see Dr. Phil yesterday. Dr. Phil is doing a big thing regarding teen violence, teen dating violence. He's doing work with that Respect Now. I think that's a group that Empowerment has helped fund grants to, if I'm not mistaken. But he's doing some things. You all should check out his website and see about his program yesterday and the future endeavors that he and other organizations are working on regarding bringing awareness to teen dating violence. And for all, for guys and girls, because there's a PSA that they showed a snippet of yesterday that even showed young men who plead to bring awareness to teen dating violence when girls get violent toward guys. So it's an important issue, and, you know, that's what Empowerment Foundation with Mark, Empowerment by Mark is all about. And when you buy many of our merchandise, 100% of the proceeds go directly to Empowerment Foundation so they can help. So we, Empowerment Foundation, can help others and help other organizations. You know, there's a show, if you all look at my archives, that is dedicated completely to that topic. But I was just wondering, because I don't watch Dr. Phil often, but when I do, it seems like some of those shows are just, I mean, just awesome. I know all his shows are awesome, but all of us just can't sit around and just watch talk shows. But that show yesterday was very, very good. Just as interesting as the one I watched about a month ago about gold diggers. Gold diggers just amazed me. They this one gold digger who is an advisor, a very successful advisor to women about gold digging. And she even spells the word gold digger, not G-O-L-D, but G-O-A-L, where you go dig. Like I said, today's show is just, it's my birthday show, and I'm just talking about a mixture of different topics. Ah, another sports topic, though, that amazes me is about Chad Ochocinco. He said that I've been watching reports where he might stay with a Patriot fan for the next couple weeks so he can get a grasp of his new job with the Patriots and until he get a new place solidified. And so he's considering staying with, been a guest of a diehard Patriot fan, so, you know, so he can, so he can live, breathe the Patriots. You know, I think that's a hoot. He said they must have, a computer and Xbox. he is something. But it's just amazing. This new season is just going to be something. I could just see it. But, again, I just feel so blessed to see this day. I send a special shout-out to the memory of one of my good male friends, BFF, longtime friend. I mean, known him for ages. And shout-out to the noobs and all frat guys, because I socialize with a lot of frat guys. I have always. And with sorority ladies also. The memory of Christopher Neal, whom I did not find out, that very close friend, yes, but I did not find out he had passed away until I contacted his page on his birthday of June the 6th. The last time we talked in October, mid to late October, we talked for hours and hours, and we discussed our birthdays. And I just figured he had been busy. But we talked regularly, and then when I went to visit his Facebook page to tell him happy birthday, then I was met with the sad news that he passed away, like, soon after our last conversation. He passed away on November the 7th. So I just have to spend a special shout-out to his memory, because I know he is definitely in heaven wishing me a happy birthday, because he is definitely one person that I always hear from on my birthday. Regardless of what is going on. But I honestly thought he had been busy. No one had told me. And it's, I think that was his way of telling me that he had gone on. I originally sent him the Facebook friend request, and he had been reluctant about joining Facebook also. But during our last conversation, he was talking about how he was glad he finally started networking on Facebook and so on, and had been reconnecting with a lot of people and connecting with new friends. But so I just had to take that time out, and time out to a lot of other of my good friends who are, have moved on, that I know that I would hear from today, because I love birthdays. A lot of my other friends love birthdays, but it's just a blessing for my living friends, my online friends, my personal friends, or professional friends, it's just so important for us to keep in touch with one another. And like I tell my online friends, I like to hear from you. I do my best to reach out to those that I think I have not heard from. There are some that we consistently stay in touch with one another. It would be out of the norm if we do not network with one another and share valuable information with one another and support each other's efforts and endeavors and so on. So it's just so important to give people their flowers while they are alive, basically what I'm saying. So, you know, to be able to feel their warm embrace or to see their smiles or to know you made a difference in another's life. I guess it's almost time to conclude. I started on time this morning also. My throat is feeling a little better. But I chewed on a cough drop before airtime. I have not eaten breakfast, so when I get off the air, I am going to eat breakfast, feed my pets, and eat breakfast, and do a couple things. I have this new handheld camcorder that I've had for a couple weeks and I have yet used. So I don't know. Maybe I do a little birthday video or something, and when my computer's back online, post it, and so on. And let's see, there's so much to talk about, but like always, when I get started, it's not so easy for me to end. Oh, my God, yes. There's something I definitely wanted to talk about. I thought it was going to be one of the first things I talked about. Can you all believe that George Lopez, Twitter name, at George Lopez, can you all believe that he has not been, the Lopez Tonight Show was not contracted a third season. As of Thursday, I wonder if they're talking about Thursday, tonight Thursday or next Thursday. As I've seen reports on the ABC affiliate station here where George Lopez show, and I watched him last night. I didn't see the very beginning. So I don't know if he made a comment about his show being canceled. He was not contracted a third season because of low ratings. I am so in shock. I'm quite sure I'm not the only one that's in shock. I mean, he is hilarious. He is a superb interviewer. I mean, and he has an array of guests from all backgrounds. I mean, from old school artists. I mean, Prince contacted him to perform on his show and to be interviewed on his show. And, I mean, wow, to newcomers like Austin Brown, who recently just wooed and wowed all of us. You all know he wooed and wowed me. Oh, my God. But really, sometimes I joke around and say, hey, he's my Ashton, I'm his Demi, you know. Every once in a while I get I don't consider myself a cougar, but every so often I get the hot so I crush on, on someone, but I don't know, it might be more than a crush. But, you know, Demon and Ashton, I mean, are just one of my favorite couples. Also another favorite couple. And then, oh, my God, now I'm getting giddy on my birthday thinking and talking about one of my favorite new artists, Austin Brown. But let me stay on track of what I was talking about. George Lopez show, I just can't believe it's being canceled. It's just shocking me, really. Just shocking. What else was I about to say? Maybe we should do something like a campaign and just, you know, send letters and emails and tweet the Warner Brothers Studios and beg and plead for them to consider renewing his contract. You know, it would help if they would let us know ahead of time, you know? But last night's show, he announced that Sheila E. and some more guests are supposed to stop by tonight. So I hope that doesn't mean tonight is the last night. There's no time to prepare. My God. But that show is just a good show. I mean, good jokes, good interviewing style, good guests. His house band is awesome. The audience is always filled with enthusiasm. I mean, just fantastic overall program. And, I mean, I love late-night talk shows, period, anyway. I love Conan, and Conan and Lopez is perfect. And I love my the other network shows, ABC, CBS, and NBC shows. It's just, you know, just a mix. Oh, my goodness, I'm just baffled. That was kind of, you know, sad. But Jennifer Lopez, many of you probably already heard the news that she will be returning, because some was wondering if she was returning or not. So she would be a judge for another year with American Idol. So that should be an awesome year. I like their judging style. It's pretty good. And it's good to have judges that's been through, the different types of experiences that all of the judges have been through. It's just amazing. And the format was changed a little, and it was great last year. You know, when American, I don't know about you all, when American Idol first started coming on years ago, I used to wonder, wow. I mean, I used to be amazed about the people who could not sing. It was just so hard for me to bear, really. I mean, wow. I mean, I don't consider myself a singer, but I know good music and I know good vocals. And yes, I am embarking on doing my own recording, but that's to express my artistic views and my writings and my creativity. But these people are seeking to become American Idols. And when they first started airing, I used to wonder, wow, some of these people that honestly could not sing, what gave them the balls to audition for American Idol? It used to baffle me. And then a lot of times they loved ones would be very supportive of them. I mean, it used to amaze me. But, I mean, that's a good experience. Go for it and do that. I love the show American Idol. I'm a big lover of American Idol, which I'm a big lover of reality TV, period. Oh, and when I was talking about favorite couples, I wanted to congratulate a favorite couple of mine that married a couple weeks ago, and it's Eric Benet and Manuela Tesselina, who was married to Prince many years ago. And you know Eric Benet. I was a big supporter of Eric Benet before he married Halle Berry. But they married recently, and I just wanted to congratulate them. Kim Kardashian will be getting married soon, huh? When is Sherry getting married? Is it this weekend? But, you know, congratulations to all of those who are getting married and celebrating anniversaries and so on and everything. So it's almost time to conclude the show. And you all remember to shop at my e-boutique, my Mark e-boutique e-store. You know, it's an online store, e-boutiques, when you hear us talking about that. And it's at My Mark Store / Bethany Williams. But, you know, on my blogtalkradio.com profile, you can link up to my Facebook page, my Twitter page, my YouTube page. Time has concluded. I love you all so much. Thank you for just bringing more sunshine to me on my birthday. And I love you, and I thank you so much. And tomorrow we'll be talking about sports. It'll be Friday Sports Talk, and I'll talk more about my birthday also and keep you all updated on how I'm celebrating my birthday. So, you know, and let me know how you're celebrating your birthdays also and other special occasions in your life. Love you so much, and God bless. And thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And much love. Love and peace. God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.